Well, my name is Tim Flores, and this is the audio that's associated with the Children's Mental Health Resource Center, and it's the poster that is being presented at the 9th Global Symposium for Ketogenic Therapy. And with me is one of the investigators on this study and also on this poster. Her name is Jana Kupp. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
I'm looking at the final report, and of course, I don't claim to be an expert at all, but the one thing that does really grab me is the testimonials from the parents. Now, tell me a little bit more, just to let people know. The actual subjects were under the age of 18, correct?
Correct. This is a study that included children ages 6 to 17 with bipolar disorder.
Okay, so the testimonials that are associated with this final report are actually coming from the parents.
They are. We work with the parents every week to teach them all about ketogenic therapy and help them support their child. So we really work with the entire family.
Okay, so let's get a little bit more background information. Tell me more about this this study and also who your co-investigator was.
Yeah, so this study, as we mentioned, is for bipolar children ages 6 to 17, and we're the Children's Mental Health Resource Center, a 501c3 nonprofit in the U.S., along with myself, Elizabeth Errico, who's the executive director of our nonprofit. She's also our principal investigator on this study. We worked with Dr. Georgia Eade, as well as world-renowned dietitians Denise Potter and Beth Zupek-Kania, and we had wonderful financial support from the Bazooki Group.
Now, this study was taking ketogenic therapy and trying to, help improve the quality of life?
Yeah. So, you know, this really is the first examination of ketogenic therapy on symptoms of bipolar disorder in children. So we really wanted to look not only at those symptoms, but we really wanted to know what it takes to make it possible for families to adopt the intervention successfully.
And if you look at the poster, there is a tremendous amount of information about how you went about doing this, correct?
Yeah, we have a lot of information about our design, our methods, and our multimodal intervention structure. A quick summary is we asked subject families to spend 6 months with us learning about the science behind ketogenic therapy while they transitioned their child to a ketogenic food plan. They daily tracked foods, ketones, glucose, symptoms, and through this process, we built a community amongst our subject families, and it continues to support each other, despite completing the study quite a while ago.
Now, the one thing that I really want to talk about, and I know that all the technical and medical information or dietary information is on the poster. There are things that are not on the poster, and that is the testimonials that come from the parents of these children. I want to read a couple of these, and maybe you can help me along with this. There's one in particular that just stands out. It starts off a little bit heartbreaking, but then it becomes very, very supportive. It becomes very, very enlightening, and you start to understand what's going on with these children. This comes from the parent of a subject that is simply put on C1019. The only thing I really know about it is the child is between the ages of 7 and 11. It starts off this way. When we started, our lives were black and white. Our lives lacked color, and it literally lacked color. Cushions, blankets, pillows, paintings were all painful for my child to look at. Music, which is sound, it was too much. It was too loud, even when it was barely audible. They speak about movement. What part was triggering with movement?
So with movement, it would cause extreme anxiety in this poor child. The child required object permanence and to have everything around them remain the same. Any sort of changes in that was taken as threatening, as making them feel unsafe.
And they also spoke of predictability.
Mm-hmm. Very similar thing to the movement. You know, everything needs to be predictable so that everything feels safe, so that the child can maintain what little ability do they have to try to regulate their nervous system.
So they had to have structure just to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the answer, the end this phrase or sentence with, "We lacked hope." That's heartbreaking. Our house had become a quiet, cream-colored, with the blinds closed. The sun, eye contact from neighbors, strangers, or passing acquaintances were like lava on their skin. Our day-to-day was sneaking conversations away from earshot, hiding knives, covering our ears from the slamming doors, utter exhaustion. They felt like hostages in their own home, even their siblings and the pets. Mm-hmm. Can you speak to me a little bit more about what the families really have been going through a lot?
They really have. And the sad part is this is really not an unusual description of what it is like to live with a child who is suffering from the unrelenting symptoms of bipolar disorder. They really do cause such an upheaval in the day-to-day life. And it really is unfortunate because we know that mental illnesses like bipolar disorder in children face an average treatment delay of 10 years. I mean, wow. Practically, this means that by the time a parent identifies that their child needs mental health care, and until they actually get an accurate diagnosis and effective treatment, 10 years has passed by. I mean, that's an entire childhood lost.
Now, this is the same parent, and this is the positive aspect, and this is the reason why this study is so important. I'm telling you as a father, this is what the parent had to say. Thankfully, we hit ketosis early and stayed in it for 90%, 99% of the study. Our lives have changed dramatically. The child I mourned is not in fact dead after all. Who my child was before the illness onset is still there. And with each passing day, returns. They are self-aware and can express their mental state accurately and are able to help themselves as much as any young person can. My child asked about the research and trust, the appreciation of the mental health team. So what I'm getting here is that the child actually sees you, the foundation, and the rest of these families and everybody participating as part of the team that supports them.
Yeah, I mean, these families, what they have gone through to get to this point is devastating, but what they have overcome is incredible, and they all really speak to that community support and the children's. And the other thing I think is just fascinating as a researcher is that this is not a unique experience for this subject. The other subjects had a similar experience. Please take a look at the poster subject. C1049 has some quotes on there. But I really like a couple others that we weren't able to fit here, and I thought I would share one of them here.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Yeah. I really like this one. It may sound a little simplified, but it's beautiful. From subject C1205, my child's improvements have been significant, and while they're not cured per se, the impacts of these improvements are far-reaching. For example, it has allowed us to plan things like a family vacation where everyone gets to come. That seems like a little thing that is huge for our family. I just think it speaks volumes to hear that they're able to do normal things again.
Yeah, I mean, I know that just read the testimonials. There are so many on here. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to all of them. Is there one other particular here that really stands out that you want to talk about?
Yeah, there is. And this one really speaks to, you know, what we found out about sustained contact with experts and really developing that strong peer community and how essential that is for these families to make it possible for them not only to adopt ketogenic therapy, but to maintain ketosis. And this is from subject C1042. This family had to say that having designated time each week to connect with my ketogenic therapy cohort was the fuel that kept me and my child going. The dedicated support and psychoeducation was tailored perfectly, and the sessions set us up for success, building confidence and lifelong skills. Doing this in a vacuum, being without the encouragement and connection, would have made it feel impossible. CMHRC truly put thought into every aspect of this study and put every ounce of determination, empowerment, and compassion into getting our children into ketosis. Being all across the nation meant we were in different time zones, natural disasters, and sometimes medical emergencies. But they answered questions, sometimes the same ones, with patience and grace because they truly wanted to see our children and families succeed. This was not just a study to them. This is our lives, and their true passion for ketogenic therapy as a tool for success was evident. They took time and thought extensively about each piece and how it could be most effective for our families.
That's great. Let me leave you with this one more statement from a parent. A parent of subject C1042. This really kind of wraps it up, and I'm going to read this one last time, before we wrap this whole thing up. And I want to remind people that if you're listening to this now, this is going to be put on a loop, and you'll be able to start it over. It will start over again. You'll be able to catch it from the beginning. But this is the last one. I'm going to go ahead and read this. It means an awful lot. This study has changed the quality of life available for my child and our family. We have seen a significant decrease in symptoms, but more, we have seen the light come back to our child's eyes, and we have seen them begin to actually play again. I feel like the study has unlocked the cage that had been holding my child hostage, allowing them to be free again. The thought of a child not being able to play, can you speak more about that a little bit?
Yeah, play is an unstructured activity, and that lack of structure can create anxiety and fear, and that is a central piece of the profile of early onset bipolar disorder. And it really is beautiful that this child now has, you know, pieces of a true childhood back that is foundational to it.
The ability to play.
Just the ability to play.
Well, this is the end of this, and please, if you're listening to this now, it will start again. It's going to be on a loop. This is the audio for the poster for the Children's Mental Health Resource Center at the 9th Global Symposium for Ketogenic Therapy. Thank you for listening. Continue to listen as the loop continues.